Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Well, 11 days ago, Bishop Alphonsus Cullinan, or Fonzie, as he's known, the Bishop of Waterford and Lismore Catholic, he sent out the long letter to schools, but basically it's for the beginning of the school year to the principals and teachers and all the staff members. He says, I've been asked by several people to say a word on yoga and mindfulness. My question is, will they bring us closer to Christ or replace him? Yoga is not of Christian origin and is not suitable for our parish school setting, and especially not during religious education time. Regarding mindfulness, in a sense it has been practiced in the Christian tradition since the beginning, but Christian mindfulness is not mindlessness, but is meditation based on Christ, emptying the mind of everything unnecessary so that we become aware of the presence and love of Christ. Now, Claire O'Sullivan has contacted us. Claire, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You are a yoga teacher in schools in the diocese.
I am. And I've been on the front line. I've seen firsthand the phenomenal benefits. Yoga is so empowering for these kids. Like, they need it. There's an anxiety, and it helps in so many ways with many, on many scales. And mindfulness is actually fully present. There is no such mindlessness. The comment from the bishop is it doesn't really match up with this ancient tradition that's so necessary today for the kids. Like, this, my concern is the children here, and they're missing out possibly on an opportunity to learn these life skills to help them cope with anxiety, give them self-control, understand their emotions. And it's a great start. Like, I started teaching yoga, and I've taught kids, I've taught people into their 90s. And the real joy for me is the kids, because this is where our future is. And it's so important for our... Yoga is a loving-kindness meditation based on coming into ourselves and coming out into the world this way. This is the principles of yoga. And I can't see how this is a bad thing, you know.
Claire, have you seen the letter that the bishop sent to all schools?
I have, yeah.
And what did you think when you saw it the first time?
Well, I didn't think it was real, actually, to be honest. The first time I kind of thought it was a bit of a joke, really. I saw how serious it is.
Does this mean you're out of a job?
Well, essentially, it's going to be more challenging because, like, the decisions in the schools are, I don't know, like, are they the principals or the teachers, or is it going to the church? Like, this is, and this letter has been addressed to parents also, not just the teachers,
okay.
You know, so, like, essentially, yeah, I've trained in yoga teaching, and I wanted to go out to the schools because I've seen the massive benefits. I worked in disadvantaged schools, and these kids have adapted to yoga. I got the benefits. I've worked for months and months and months with some groups, and the energy in the class completely changed. They wrote me Christmas cards, and
When you give your yoga classes in the schools, in the diocese of Waterford and Lismore, can I ask who pays you, Claire? Do the parents pay you, or is it a collection, or you paid by the school?
Well, it's generally done by the school. Sometimes though there is a collection of parents, yeah, in one or two of the schools, but generally it's the board of management who decides, you know, what activities are being brought into the schools. So that's, yeah.
Have you ever met any opposition, any objections from parents?
No, never. Not in any way, because I've only had benefits.
And what does a yoga class consist of in a primary school? Is it relaxing? Is it movement? Is it...
It's a bit of everything. Like, yoga is holistic. So I'd come in and we'd do some breath work, and the breath work would initially calm the lads down, the girls down, and their nervous system would be down. Then we'd do some mindful movements, so the stretches you see on Instagram and so on. Like, that's not just yoga. Yoga is a big tree, and that's only one little branch, those asanas. And then we'll do a meditation at the end where they completely relax their bodies. And
is there any words simple. Spoken apart from instructions?
Any words spoken?
Yes, sir. You said meditation, but there's no meditative reflection given, and you don't give 3 minutes and then you say reflect on this or meditate on this.
Well, I would say meditate on your toe, your second toe, yeah, your third toe, relaxing. You know, it's bringing them into an awareness into their body as well. Like, it's these kids need this in this day and age.
So it's not as if you're standing up there giving a sermon.
Not in any. No, the bishop says
in a homily. This is the nut of his letter, so to speak, at the core of his letter. In a homily of 2015, Pope Francis reminded listeners that practices like yoga are not capable of opening our hearts up to God. Quote, you can take a million courses in spirituality, a million courses in yoga, Zen, and all these things, but all of this will never be able to give you freedom.
Well, yeah. Okay, I do have something. There's something very, very important the bishop left out of that statement that he took from the Pope's quote, catechism, is that the pronunciation?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to look it up, actually. He left that out, and that is Catholic studies. So that was one of the thousand ways you don't reach freedom. So he left out that very, very important thing. So what he essentially is, he's putting in the same bracket, yoga, meditation, Catholic studies.
So are you saying that the bishop has misquoted the Pope?
Completely. Completely.
Well, that's a pretty serious allegation. What's your source?
It's online there. A report, if you look up what the bishop said in 2009, it's there, yeah, the catechism. He's completely misquoted the Pope.
I see it now, actually. It's a headline, it's Vatican Radio. Pope Francis, Zen yoga can't bring God's freedom. Only the Holy Spirit can prompt your heart to say, Father, Pope Francis said in a homily on January 9th. This was 2015. And I'm just going to that.
Towards the end of there. Yeah, okay.
Well, this is a pretty serious allegation.
Well, I'd read it out
and because I think you might have a point. I think you might have a very strong point.
Yeah,
Pope Francis concluded this homily by stressing that only the Holy Spirit can teach us how to love and free us from our hardened hearts. Quote, you can follow thousands of catechism courses, thousands of spirituality courses, thousands of yoga or Zen courses and all these things. But none of this will be able to give you the freedom as a child of God. Only the Holy Spirit can prompt your heart to say, Father. So you are right. He does say you can follow thousands. Mm-hmm. And the bishop, in fact, if this is a direct quote, and if a Bishop Cullinan's quote is from this report, it not only has he misquoted it and truncated it, but he's actually begun the sentence where it does not begin, if you follow me. I'm reading this as follows. You can follow thousands of catechism courses, thousands of spirituality courses, but now maybe it's a different source, but the bishop has used the phrase, you can take a million courses, in other words, he started halfway through the sentence. You can take a million courses in spirituality, a million courses in yoga, Zen, and all these things. Yeah, all these things. By the way, the sequence is the same. Yoga, Zen, and is in the sentence. So that's also in the original phrase from. So it looks like it's the same source. Mm-hmm. But none of this. So we'd have to put that to the bishop. Has he deliberately cut a sentence in half, presented it as if it is a full sentence, which it's not, in the original, if the transcript here is the one he's working off from Vatican Radio, because at nowhere is there a sentence reading, You can take a million courses in spirituality, a million courses in yoga, zen and all these things. None of them will be able to give you freedom. Whereas the sentence is, you can follow thousands of catechism courses, thousands of spirituality courses. Okay, that point is well made. But will you lose a job? Because the letter is pretty... Yeah, it actually says it goes from Christian... We begin with Christian mindfulness... And that this is not mindlessness. Now, is that saying that mindfulness, as practiced by so many people, is mindlessness, unless it's Christian mindfulness?
Well, that's essentially what he's saying there, isn't it?
Okay, like let me bring in Caroline Laser, 51551, joe@rt.ie. Caroline's also in the diocese. I think you are you in the diocese of Waterford and Lismore? Caroline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you think of what the Bishop is saying?
As a practicing Catholic, I'm extremely grateful to Bishop Fonzie for his letter. And if you don't mind me actually coming back, because I've been listening to your whole conversation, I've did a whole discussion about the quotation, whatever you've done on the Anten is a hair splitting. And the message of the Pope and the whatever the quotation was, or what you call it, misquotation or changing one or two words, the message is exactly the same, because Pope Francis never said that yoga is okay, practicing yoga is okay. And that's just something nasty, I think, you're doing to Bishop Fonzie. That's something I would like to say.
Okay.
Because it was very painful
I don't know whether you're accusing me of doing something nasty to Fonzie or Claire.
I'm just saying that whatever you've done, it's a hair splitting. I listened to the quotation you read. Pope Francis.
It's not hair splitting. The sentence, as quoted on Vatican Radio from the Pope from 2015, is, you can follow thousands of catechism courses, which are... courses in Roman Catholic theology and beliefs. You can follow thousands of catechism courses, thousands of spirituality courses, thousands of yoga or Zen courses and all these things. But none of this will be able to give you freedom, the freedom of the child. You say that's hair splitting. Okay, I could to do what it seems, and we Bishop Fonzie, he's been on this program before, but he won't come on today. But to do what Bishop Fonzie has done. Another way, I could change that sentence to read, you can follow thousands of catechism courses, but none of these will be able to give you the freedom as a child of God. That's the way the sentence has been truncated to suit disagreement with yoga or Zen. Someone could truncate that sentence to highlight a difference with catechism courses.
Well, first of all, yoga and Zen, and so is the mindfulness, is not of the Catholic religion.
What's wrong with it in schools?
I'm not saying that there is something wrong in school. There is something wrong in the Catholic schools, and definitely neither yoga or mindfulness should not be practiced in the Catholic schools with Catholic.
Why not, Caroline?
Because they're against the Catholic ethos.
In what way?
They are not Catholic origin. Bishop Fonzie explained exactly in his letter, and I believe you read it yourself a few times, that the focus on during the mindfulness is on yourself, on your body, on you,
relaxing,
not on God,
stress,
not on Jesus. And there is actually, I literally came across actually that booklet last Saturday. I think the title of the booklet is 100 or 1,000 Blessings. It's a small booklet, and it's wonderful, wonderful guidance and meditation about Jesus and about our life with Jesus. And there is a whole lot of it. There's, I think, over 30 pages. If you want to do it actually nicely for a whole lot, it takes you about between 15 to 30 minutes. And it's capable with the Catholic faith. And you can do actually lovely meditations, and it gives you much more than only mindfulness, which is focusing only on yourself. that is compatible with the Catholic faith, and is.
What movements in yoga are incompatible with the Catholic faith? What is a drop down dog or whatever? How is that incompatible with being a Catholic?
The origin itself of yoga, it's a Hindu. I suppose you know that. Do you know, and I suppose you know what the Hindu religion is kind of about?
It's about a higher power. It's about being good to people. It's about being peaceful and tranquil and thinking, isn't it?
Not necessarily, because now Hindu religion is actually tells you that God is everything. Mm-hmm. And that's not what the Catholic faith teaches.
Okay,
God
created
everything.
Well, okay, let me see. Claire.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
That's Caroline you're talking. Claire, I referred this to you earlier, but do you speak during yoga saying, using the phrases there that Caroline says yoga did, which was, I know its background is Indian originally, but Hindu originally.
Back to the Vedas, yeah. It's an ancient, like you're talking thousands of years. Yoga is not a religion. So I actually would agree with the bishop in that statement he made about it not being part of religious studies, because it's got nothing to do with religion.
But is it exercise? You know?
Actually, sorry, if you don't mind me saying, for a second.
Caroline,
In the US, I can't actually at the moment say that when exactly, what year was it, there was a court case, and one court of the US stated that yoga is actually a religion. One of the parents of the children from either, I suppose it was Catholic school, sued the school about teaching yoga, and court said that yes, yoga is part and practicing from other religions, so it should not be taught in Catholic school, and the parent was right.
Every religion are practicing yoga. It's essentially a spiritual practice. It's a spiritual practice, essentially. It's a harmonizing physically of the body, of the mind, learning how to control our own minds and how to live the best life we can. How to care for ourselves. So the meditation you speak of is all about looking inside. Yes, that's essentially the beginning, but we can also do meditations where we send out love. It's nature. It's coming back to that nature. And loving kindness, acceptance, no walls, no barriers. Like, yoga is open, and I'd love if you'd try and experience maybe a class or to understand. It's nothing to do with religion. It's so far from it. It's about empowering ourselves to be good people and to learn how to control ourselves and to take care of the world and each other. And the people have different beliefs that practice yoga. I have friends who are atheists who practice yoga. I have friends who are Muslim who practice yoga, Hindu, Catholic, I could go on, but like, it's nothing to do with religion.
Claire, there does seem to be a number. Like, I'm reading from the Lucan newsletter, a parish in the west of Dublin, and it's written by Father Philip Curran. And he says, some years ago, line dancing was all the rage. Classes popped up all over the place. And it seemed that everyone, from the very young to those well past the full flush of youth, were stepping in and out of country and Western style. As with all fads, it faded and exists now as a minority activity. I'm inclined to the view that the present fad for mindfulness is in a similar way. Is the line dancing of the pseudo-psychological and quasi-spiritual world. Yoga is under attack left, right and centre, as is mindfulness, Claire, from within the Catholic Church.
Well, I think there's a fear, obviously. Isn't that what that's spelling like?
Well, what's the fear?
Of people empowering themselves.
That people might be relaxed or something like that.
Yeah, and they won't be sick. They learn how to heal themselves. Like, I came into yoga after a very bad crash, and I was able to heal myself physically and emotionally, and through that, then I am, oh, it just developed, and I love yoga. It's like, I don't know where I'd be without it now today. Mm-hmm.
Reverend, hang on a sec, Claire, and Caroline, please stay there as well. 51551. Reverend Muzan Kodo Kilroy is an ordained Zen Buddhist priest. Muzan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What do you think of what the bishop is saying? Because he is, well, he's talking about Zen Buddhism, but he's, that's one quote, isn't it? Zen and all these things.
That's what he rolled it all into one, Joe, as if they were as if they were the same thing. You know, yoga practice, mindfulness, Zen Buddhist practice, they're all different things. It's displaying staggering ignorance in his letter about the complexities and differences of these rich and ancient traditions. You know, Joe, it's nonsense what the bishop is saying. He's saying that these things are not of Christian origin. Look, sure, hurling is not of Christian origin, you know. should we not practice hurling in the great counties of Tipperary and Kilkenny because they predate Christianity? I don't think so. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And not only were you not hair-splitting in correctly quoting Pope Francis, but in Nostra Aetate, which is a document coming out of the Second Vatican Council of the Church, it says, the Church rejects nothing that is true and holy in other faiths. This is Catholic doctrine. This is Nostra Aetate. This is the Church itself saying it rejects nothing that's good and holy in other faiths. So the bishop is out of step with Vatican II in 1965 there. This is pre-Vatican Council II stuff. This is the Church from 100 years ago.
But
and you know what?
Ages.
Most Catholics don't think like that anymore.
Yeah, but
although
most,
Caroline does apparently.
But is it something like 95% of Irish schools are still under the patronage of the Catholic Church?
Well, that's the
This
the
is
concern.
The greater problem, Joe. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, totally.
This is the greater problem that in a country now that's so diverse. I mean, remember, there's kids in those classrooms that the bishop was writing to that are probably Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus, as well as everything else. Now, the amount of disrespect he showed for those other faith traditions is staggering. And you see, they don't have the choice because we have 90-something percent of schools controlled by the Church. It's time for that to change, for everybody's sake in this country.
Yeah, but that hasn't changed. That's the reality.
I mean,
and it means
I know the Church itself knows this has to change. This is, government, the state, needs to lead the way in a much more proactive way on this. We inherited, the Irish state inherited, you know, a health system and an education system that the Church did wonderful things in supporting before we had our own state and when we were broke, when we were setting up the Irish Republic in the first few decades. But look, it's time for change. It's a different Ireland now to 100 years ago, and it's time for things to move on.
Yeah.
And Caroline, do you want to respond to Reverend Muzan?
Well, I was listening, yes, to what it was said. Now, honestly, I would agree definitely that we don't need these days that many Catholic schools as we used to. I absolutely agree with that, that at the moment there is a huge diversity in society, and definitely we need more schools that are either Muslims or neutral, but yet we do need some Catholic schools, but with the real Catholic ethos, and I think that would be really beneficial for everybody, both for people who would like to practice the Catholic faith, but for those who would not to have anything to do with Catholic faith, because there is many of these as well, and those who would like to practice their Muslim faith. And
Caroline, do you see the school all being under the one roof?
Yes, and
or would it be a separate school for Muslims, a separate school for Catholics,
well,
a separate school for Zen Buddhists?
That definitely wouldn't be a problem. The problem
it wouldn't be a problem. It doesn't make sense.
No,
Be more like you know, France and the United States and most Western democracies, where
Definitely disagree on that one, because
Let me finish my point, Caroline. Had enough time to talk. Let me finish my point, because the thing is that we have a complex Ireland, much more like other Western societies now, and the best thing to do is not to go the hard secular route they did in France, where they totally remove all religion and spiritual values out of school, but basically have religion a class that deals with world religions, that teaches all these values that Nostra Aetate, the church themselves, recognize as common values among the world's major faith traditions. Teach those to the students. Give them these wonderful values that come out of your great Christian tradition and my great Buddhist tradition, but in a way that doesn't favor one over the other. That's what I'm talking about.
And yoga and mindfulness would be a separate subject. It's not a religious faith.
Yes, you're right. Yoga as it's taught and mindfulness as it's taught has no religion in it. It's basically for everybody. So the bishop is totally, coming from a crazy position, because the yoga and mindfulness being taught in schools is in no way religious mindfulness. Indeed, as a Buddhist, I would see a distinction between mindfulness, which has all the philosophy and ethical context of Buddhism taken out of it, but is still great for helping students dealing with anxiety, and Buddhist mindfulness, which is informed by an ancient philosophical and ethical tradition, So the bishop is given out about something that doesn't have a religious content.
Okay, stay there for a sec. 51551, loads more people want to come in at this. joe@rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
I'm joe@rte.ie. By the way, just while I have a little moment while you line up those calls, on Friday, this being the bank holiday Friday, Funny Friday is decamping to the Fake Leg Hotel just outside Waterford City. If you get the train down, you'll get a taxi. If there's a few of you, get a taxi out. But it's the Fake Leg Hotel, wonderful location, never been there before. Fake Leg Hotel this coming Friday for Funny Friday. All the usual crew. It's absolutely free. It's a magnificent venue, apparently. And you're very welcome for the start of the bank holiday weekend. That's the Fake Leg Hotel in Waterford, just outside Waterford City, this coming Friday. Now, back to the letter that Bishop Fonzie Cullinan sent to all the schools in the Waterford and Lismore diocese, and he basically said yoga has and mindfulness has no place in our schools. Now, Paddy Monaghan. Paddy, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Your point, please.
Yeah, well, your friend that is a Buddhist priest is actually misapplying Nostra Aetate. Yes, it does say we value what is good in other faith traditions, right. But then he's assuming that yoga is in that category. The Irish Catholic bishops issued a statement in all of them in 1994. It was called A New Age of the Spirit, and it warned against yoga and transcendental meditation. And let me quote a little bit from it, because it's freely available in bookshops. It says, the idea that yoga was good for in the 1960s in order to get the materialistic West interested and involved in Hinduism. In fact, it was the way the gurus set out to, in inverted commas, evangelize the West. Yoga and TM, transcendental meditation, go hand in hand as one system. Any serious yoga teacher will admit this. The physical exercises by themselves have only limited value, but when combined to TM, they initiate one into full-blown Hinduism. The full package is yoga, TM, and holistic living. So Bishop Fonzie isn't out of line with the Catholic bishops, but more importantly, other church traditions, not just Roman Catholic, back that fully. Can be an introduction to Hinduism. Now, I acknowledge there are many yoga classes where just the exercises are taught.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Paddy. I've never been to a yoga class, but I'd rather sit there with my legs crossed doing nothing than go to yoga.
But I certainly wouldn't want my grandchildren going to yoga.
But yoga, as I understand it, is devoid of any religious, mystical or spiritual
trappings.
But
that's not true, Joe. And all the Christian churches state that.
No.
I can show you
but
stuff
yoga,
from the Anglican
yoga
Church,
as
from the Pentecostal Church, and other churches who state that.
But yoga, as we know it in Ireland, is devoid of any religious, mystical or spiritual trappings.
Yes, but the exercises
You bring your mat, that's all. And your
many of them, you're right. But I know of one person that I met who went on into the occult through starting with yoga, then was invited to do have a mantra in TM. The mantra in transcendental meditation is one of the 5 million Hindu gods. And he went further into it and got his life badly screwed up.
Because he went.
I'm concerned about it, but, okay. But Paddy, I do Paddy, acknowledge that there are some people do it just for the exercises. I certainly don't want to see it happening in our schools. But
this person that you said went to yoga, Neville, and ended up as a devil worshipper. Like, why were they going to yoga in the first place? Do you know?
Probably like 95% of the people who go, they think, yeah, it's just good for your health and good for exercises. Mm. But the yoga teacher led him into TM, transcendental meditation, and that led him down a journey that screwed his life up. And it's just severely depressed. And I don't want to see our young people go down a false way.
Yeah,
I totally agree with Bishop Fonsi on this one. As a Christian leader, I think he would be negligent if he didn't write out that letter he'd wrote.
Hmm. Okay, say there if you would, Paddy. Eddie Cummins. Eddie, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
Do you do yoga, Eddie?
I've done yoga, yes. I had a mental health issue after I left work.
Okay.
You know, I was very depressed. And I got involved in a group up in Tala called Heads Up. And in that group, we kind of did yoga. And I was kind of amazed at the effect it had on me. Because when you get depression, you question yourself, you question your sanity, and your mind kind of distorts your thoughts. And I had never read a lot in my life, Joe. But I started reading books about people who suffered. Then I started reading spiritual books, and particularly by a guy called Thomas Merton. And
yeah, a Catholic theologian.
Yeah, he was a Trappist monk. And when I did yoga, and we lay down, and there were several in that class, and were to clear our minds. What I got over was a deeper understanding of my own fate. And my own faults, and my own sinfulness, and my own impurity, and my own imperfections. I never thought of yoga as something that would convert me to another religion. Because as the previous speakers have said, there are millions and millions and millions of people doing yoga. There are people from Jewish faith, of Muslim faith, of Hindu faith, of Christian faith. It makes you think deeper about your own faith. You know, and I think it's tremendously beneficial. It has been to me. And I can't understand. Can I just say what I believe faith is? You have people who speak on your radio, these people who are very knowledgeable about faith, they've read a lot on it. Faith is a simple, simple thing. And I'll give you one story which simplified it for me. A few years back, I do a lot of cycling. I travel around Europe and I do a lot of cycling on the continent. And I was waiting for a boat in Roscoff in France. And I got talking to these two people who are theologians. And they were lecturing all over Europe. And I got talking for about an hour. They were fascinated. They knew everything about faith. Deep, deep thinkers. And during the conversation, a couple came up to us. I think they were Italian. And in Roscoff, the town is about a mile up outside the port. And the couple came over to these two people. Didn't know who they were. Didn't know that they were theologians. They asked them a simple question. They said, would you mind looking after a gear while we go into the town and have a meal? Because we don't want to, it's too much, too big haversacks. And they told me, oh no, we were not looking after your gear. And I was amazed because I just said to them, you can leave the stuff here and I'll look after it. And it taught me a lesson that no matter how much you learn or you read about it, faith is a simple thing. It's about just doing simple things and doing an act of
kindness. And when you were doing, when you were doing yoga, did you feel you were being led into Hinduism or the occult or whatever?
No, I didn't even think about it.
What do you think?
I
don't know if you have primary school children. What do you think of primary school children having yoga classes?
Joe, if you look at the Catholic faith, decades ago, they stood up in the pulpit and told that committing suicide was a sin. And you couldn't be buried on holy ground. The church is way out of step, you know, with the thinking. I would say that yoga to me has benefited me, and I would recommend it to anybody, particularly children, particularly those people who are suffering with mental health issues and who are, you know, struggling. You need to find out who you are. Yoga has helped me to find out who I am spiritually and personally.
Did
that's
make,
what it's done.
Well, I can't assume. Did I don't know whether are you would you see yourself as a Catholic or what would you?
I see myself as a Christian.
Christian. Yes. Okay. Were you born, so to speak, into the Catholic religion?
I was baptised. I was born. Oh, okay. Deep faith now. Did I don't go to Mass, Joe, and I don't receive Holy Communion.
But did yoga? Did yoga turn you against Catholicism?
No, not at all. It made me think about it deeper. And I believe that those people who go to church and go to Mass and receive Communion and believe it is the body of Christ are wonderful, because I don't think I'm worthy of that.
Okay,
I don't think.
Say there, Eddie. Okay, I know you're making even more serious points now, but Anne, sorry for holding you, Anne. Your point, please. Should yoga be banned in primary schools, Catholic primary
schools? Well, I suppose, essentially, I'm kind of going back to the start of your interview about the hair splitting, and I'm one of those people that studied the catechism. And to an extent, Pope Francis, really, what I think he's trying to say is that, you know, let's ignore the head stuff. It's until you experience that relationship with Jesus that you're truly free. And that's, you know, with the help of the Holy Spirit. And that's essentially what he's saying. And I think, you know, Bishop Fonsi is reminding us what a Catholic education
is about. Bishop Fonsi left out the half of the sentence, which said you can follow thousands of catechism courses, thousands of spirituality courses, thousands of yoga or Zen courses, and all these things, but none of them will give you the freedom as a child. That's now morphed into a sentence in the bishop's letter, which basically says it leaves out the thousands of catechism courses. It says you can follow thousands of spirituality courses, thousands of yoga or Zen courses. Why did he leave out the reference to catechism courses?
Well, essentially, unless you have that experience, unless each and every one of us is made in the image and likeness of God, we are all searching. We're searching from a spiritual, whether it is we're Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, whatever, Christians, we're all searching. And for us who are baptized, Jesus is our foundation stone. He's our key. And for Catholic schools, he is the centre of their lives. And the Vatican documents point out that for Catholic education, you get the best version of the child. You try and encourage the child to become the best version of themselves. Jesus is the centre of school life.
But doesn't every religion, do that?
So we're talking about every the Catholic education system here. If a Catholic school is centred around the life
Catholic
of Christ...
Is it not an Irish education system we have?
That
happens.
For those schools,
it's funded
by
the Irish taxpayer, lock, stock, and barrel. For historical reasons, under the patronage of the local parish priest. And
a lot of whom are fantastic men.
They're all men, obviously. But a lot of whom haven't a clue and shouldn't be allowed next to near running any organisation. People didn't go into the Clonliffe or whatever to become school managers.
Essentially, each school in Ireland has an ethos. There is a Muslim school. They were delighted to be funded by the Irish taxpayer and have their ethos respected. That's all we're asking for all schools, that their particular ethos is respected. And a Catholic school respects the dignity of the human person and has Jesus at the centre of school life. And it embraces Catholic values and tries to pass them on
to come back to the sting of the bishop's letter. Should yoga and mindfulness be banned essentially from primary schools that are operating under what you call a Catholic ethos?
Essentially, what the bishop was reminding.
I'm asking you the question. We're not getting into an arcane debate about religion. We're getting into a debate about this issue and this letter, basically saying that yoga is not of Christian origin and is not suitable for our parish school settings, and especially not during religious education time. Regarding mindfulness, in a sense, it has been practiced in the Catholic Christian tradition since the beginning, but Christian mindfulness is not mindlessness. So basically saying yoga and mindfulness out the door.
Well, essentially, from a Catholic perspective, that's what he's suggesting.
What do you think of that?
Well, as a Catholic, I subscribe to what's laid out in Catholic teaching. And I am one of those people who did learn the catechism studies. And, you know, I'm in that bracket that you spoke about earlier. Essentially, a Catholic school has Jesus at the centre. And Bishop Fonsi appears to be pointing out that the rosary, teaching children the rosary. I know schools that bring in children's adoration. That's the Catholic
perspective.
Yeah, this month,
he also said, in fairness, you made that point, Anne. I will highlight, what the bishop said. In this month of October, which is the month of the rosary and the extraordinary month of missions, I encourage you to pray the rosary and help the children to spend time with Jesus in adoration or in quiet meditation in the classroom.
Essentially, I suppose, what he's trying to bring schools back to, that
it's quiet meditation, not mindfulness.
Quiet meditation is reflecting on the life of Jesus. It might be the teacher reading a Bible story and letting the children just bring themselves back to living and walking the life of Jesus on earth. Maybe reflecting on the fact that, you know, for those that are making the first Holy Communion, they're actually receiving Jesus.
Did you know about last Friday? Last Friday apparently was millions of children around the world prayed the rosary for the missions.
Okay,
let me bring Patrick in. Patrick, your quick point, please. Patrick.
How are you doing? Better turn off the kettle. You hear me?
Yeah, but don't boil over on me. Come on, quickly. Don't get too steamed up, Patrick.
Well,
here we go. Make your point.
Your
grand. Okay, your question. Okay.
I don't know if the bishop has ever done any yoga.
Well, we presume he hasn't.
Well, can we find out?
Yeah. Well, what's your point? Come back to you, Patrick. Have you done yoga?
Yes, I do yoga all the time.
And
were you tempted to
join a cult or?
I've been practicing yoga for about 30 years, and I've never taken any interest in the deity or the doctrine that goes with any religion, actually. I would say I have no religion whatsoever, and I'm not looking for a religion either. I do practice yoga, and I think yoga is central to feeling okay, general well-being, general health.
Okay.
I think it's an important thing. And if kids are exposed to yoga, I think that's a plus.
I'm not presuming any religious, because it's just a minefield when you start asking people. But Patrick, do you think yoga would turn people away from Catholicism?
No, I think Catholicism will turn people away from Catholicism, because just look at the history.
That's not Catholicism you're talking about. What you're talking about is people who call themselves priests in the Catholic Church, and they were a minority by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I think religions eventually shoot themselves in the foot, because they distract from the original idea of the religion. You know, a central goodness, a central feeling of, you know, don't hurt anybody else, just, you know, get on with your life. They try to bring in the power struggle and basically turn people against one another.
And I see, Patrick, you're a teacher.
Yes.
And if your school, the school went to principals and staff and teachers, if your school got such a, I don't know whether it is a Catholic, you're under the patronage of the Catholic Church, but your school, or if a second level probably isn't, but a lot of them are. How would you regard this letter?
Well, I don't think it's a step forward, is it? I think if the bishop had a chance to reflect on his own letter, he'd probably redraft it again. I mean, writing a letter isn't a problem, but redrafting it takes maybe years, doesn't it? I think the letter needs to be caught out again, basically.
Do you think Fonzie needs to do some meditation on the letter?
Absolutely. And he could start with some yoga, maybe.
Okay.
To find out what it is he's criticising.
Okay, 51551 back after this. joe@rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. The phones are going mad, apparently, over yoga. People just relax for a few minutes. Paddy Early. Paddy, good afternoon.
Oh, Joe.
512. Your point, please, Paddy.
Well, I just texted in, I live in Waterford, and I mean, I'm a Catholic, and I've been through all these New Age practices. Like, I've done them, whole lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, the thing is, once you start into any one of them, you'll end up doing about 45 different ones.
And what New Age practices have you gone through, Paddy?
I've done yoga, mindfulness, Buddhism.
And why did you go to yoga?
Well, like, my background was my father took his own life in 1993 and I was kind of searching. So I went through all these things. Yeah. And, like, eventually, thanks be to God, I came back to my faith. And, like, I know, like, having been through them and now having spoken to other people that are in healing modalities as well, that there's huge risks with all of these things.
What do you call them, Paddy? Healing modalities.
Healing modalities.
Healing modalities, sorry.
Healing.
Okay. But, Paddy,
healing prayers with people whose lives have fallen apart.
I understand. What harm did yoga do you?
Well, you see, the thing about it is you have to understand, like, the first commandment is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Mm. And God is Jesus, because he's the only God that ever walked the earth. Mm. So, like, the thing is, if you take your focus off God and you don't live by the Ten Commandments, your life will fall apart. And people are looking for stuff to fill in this void in their lives because they've given up. Like, I'm 68 years of age. I know, like, I look around me and I can't believe the way people have fallen away from the practice.
Okay, but to go back to my question, Paddy, what harm did yoga do to you?
Well, all of these things, like, have...
No, I'm asking you. You said you've been through all these New Age things. So I'm talking to you now as someone who's gone through yoga. And you say, did it do you harm?
Well, I was certainly, my life wasn't in great shape, like, when I did come back to my faith, and I had to have healing to clear me of all these things. Like, I've done Tony Quinn, I've done yoga, I've done the whole lot, and I was in a bit of a mess. Mm-hmm. My life was in a bit of a mess. And through healing and prayer, I've got my life back together.
What harm did yoga do you?
Because it takes your focus away from God. You see, the thing is, if you don't practice your faith and you don't keep your eye on God, you'll drift into all these other things.
Like what? Like, could you say, I'm not being facetious, Paddy, but are you saying, like, if you go to the gym and you're not thinking about God, you can drift away?
No. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't keep fit and all that, like, but there's plenty of ways you can keep fit. A good walk, like praying the rosary, like, would be far better off for you than doing yoga or anything like that.
Hang on, Paddy. I'm not being pleased, and I know how sensitive people are about religion, but just given this core of the point today, going for a good walk, you get X benefits, okay? Going for a good walk and reciting the rosary, you still get X benefits. Now, whatever extra benefit one feels one gets from the rosary, X plus Y, being the benefits from the rosary, not everyone will feel that.
I understand that, but you see, like, all you have to do is look around and see, are people happy because they've given up the practice of their faith? And they're not. Like, I mean, you see it everywhere around you. Like, I mean, I'm involved in prayer groups where we'd be working with people whose lives are a mess because they haven't been practicing their faith. And you see, it all comes back to that. Jesus has to be the center of our lives. Like, he has to
If you're of a particular religion, and how Jesus plays or becomes centered to your life can vary from person to person, can't it?
No, because the thing is, like, Jesus came on earth and he lived and he died and he resurrected, and he's still alive in the Eucharist, and he established the Catholic Church. And so, like, as somebody else was saying there, I mean, doing Eucharistic adoration is far better because you're in the presence of Jesus in the church. And
you're in the presence of a symbol of Jesus.
I know the religion,
one of the tenets is that Christ is present in the Eucharist. I know that.
That's the truth
as you understand it, and that's fair enough.
That's the truth as Jesus told us, like,
everyone in Ireland now is a follower of Jesus.
But most of the people that are chasing yoga and all these other New Age modalities are baptized Catholics that have turned away from their faith. And that's the problem, you see. Then they're rebelling against it because they won't get their lives in order with Jesus.
And what will happen then? What will happen to those who turn away from their faith, having been baptized a Catholic, and go to yoga classes on a Tuesday morning? What will happen to them?
Well, you see, they're the taking their whole Christ. Focus away from God, well, and what, they're opening what, themselves up there, to other spirits.
Is there a punish? Like, see, is there a punishment?
Yoga
in this?
Is a Hindu thing, so it's based on false gods. Like, so that's what the first commandment and the second
so
commandment
So is there a punishment
you.
If you go to a yoga class?
Well, you see, you're risking your eternal soul. You see, you're talking about
so
your
you
soul.
Could be you could be damned. You could go to hell.
Yeah, you see, the okay. thing about it is you're opening yourself up to all sorts of demons, if you like, because you're going into areas that you don't know anything about.
Okay.
And like, just to put it in historical
yeah, okay.
context.
Okay, no, Paddy, I've given you. Okay, St. Patrick, okay.
And he converted us, like, and now we're drifting back to paganism as an answer.
So
and
is
it
yoga,
isn't an
is
answer,
yoga,
and it can never be an
okay.
answer.
Wendy, your point, please. Wendy, you're a yoga teacher. You're going to hell.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you? You're the yoga teacher. You're the one in trouble.
Yeah, well, it seems like it, Joe.
Do you teach in schools?
I do.
Okay.
I do teach in schools, both during school time in some schools
and then after
school okay. in other places.
What does a yoga class consist of?
For children, and I think this is the important thing, children's yoga is very different to adult yoga because children are not adults. And you wouldn't expect, anticipate or hope that a child would behave in the same way in a yoga class as an adult would. So your expectation of what people are doing with children in a yoga class in a school setting or an after-school setting or a preschool setting is completely different if you've ever attended an adult yoga class. And there are many, many different types of adult yoga.
So what do you do? How long does a yoga class for children last?
The longest ones that I would do would be about an hour and 20 minutes.
And what do the children do for that hour and 20 minutes?
If you were looking at it from the outside, you'd see them playing, running around to songs. Mm-hmm. You might see them learning the different types of poses. You might see them doing meditation. You might see them doing relaxation. At absolutely no stage in any class that I have seen or heard of being taught to children of any age is there anything that would be against any religion or that would try and indoctrinate you into any religion or try and encourage you out of your religion. And this is one of the things that I've been hearing is...
You're gone on me, Wendy.
You can't have both.
Okay. Wendy, did you ever receive any pushback from other parents saying, no, yoga shouldn't be in this school?
No, I haven't.
Never?
No. Okay. The only feedback that I have ever had from parents is positive.
Okay. Where's Anne Waters? Waters, good afternoon. Anne Waters. Anne, good afternoon. Sligo.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
You say yoga did weaken your religion. Is that correct?
It's not my religion as such. It's just my spiritual development and my faith. I did practice yoga years ago when I was in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say that it would not have brought me closer to the divine. Now, we have to be aware that yoga, you know, most people who teach yoga are teaching with the best of intentions. But it's really based on a Hindu faith system of many, many gods. And all of the poses in yoga are actually indications of different gods, from the dog, the cat, all the different poses that you have. And as you develop into yoga, you actually try to open up the chakras. So there's seven chakras in the body. And the final chakra is like the third eye. Now, I know earlier on you had somebody, a priest, I think, who said that there were people who had really difficulty with yoga. Mm. And that is the deeper that you go into it, you can open up this third eye. And that is actually very, very dangerous for people.
Okay.
And also another aspect is you develop the kundalini, which is like the serpent, which is at the base of the spine.
Yeah, but let me put...
That is another form of yoga,
okay.
Joe.
Wendy, did you ever develop a third eye or whatever?
No, I'd like to continue, Joe. I'm sure Wendy has no intention of doing anything like that, but it's a lead-in to children that they may continue with yoga as a practice. Now, I'm involved with a group called Children of the Eucharist now, thankfully. It's been set up about 4 or 5 years ago by a woman in Navan, and it is welcomed in schools. And what we do there is we bring each class from children are preparing for Holy Communion, to a sixth class where they're actually, you know, getting ready for confirmation. So they have a half an hour once a month in front of the Blessed Sacrament in adoration, and we sing, we have songs. They also put in their requests to God, and they have a little quiet time, and we do a little bit of scripture with them. Now, the children, like the effect of this on the children, you know, they all have a wonderful, most of them have a really good experience through this, and even children last year who had their confirmation, who've been with us since First Holy Communion, a lot of them had actually experienced quite a number of the Holy Spirit in their confirmation. So that is really, as Catholics, that is what we're trying to achieve for our children, that they will have the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives and grow on to make really good decisions and choices.
So you think the bishop is right in saying that there's no place for yoga or mindfulness in a Catholic school?
There is a very specific form of Catholic mindfulness, but it's not just mindfulness. And I understand what he's saying by mindlessness, even though I know that the people who instruct this, you know, feel certain benefits, and I wouldn't go against that. But with mindlessness, it's basically, you know, I'm kind of, you know, imagining something, and it's very self. It's very to the self. Mm. And it's not really actually, with our Catholic faith, it's also, of course, our relationship with God, personal, but it's also, as we go out there, it's also our relationship with you and everybody else we meet along the way. It's not just with the self. And yoga is very much, you know, within the self, even though I know there's relaxation in it and all that's very nice. But a lot of people who practice yoga in the long term, you know, move away from their faith and it becomes more their spiritual
side in life. Come in there for
yes,
one second.
Yes, that's Wendy, yes.
Sorry, I just wanted to say it again. It seems to be coming across that yoga and religion, particularly the Catholic faith, that people are assuming that they're mutually exclusive. And I have to say that from what I've experienced and from the training that I had, that is absolutely untrue. And that the children that I teach, who you know have a strong faith, integrate that into what they're doing. We have a little individual meditation that children do where they put their thumb and each of their fingers together. So they pick a four-word phrase. And the one that is most popular with the children is, "Peace begins with me." And that's what they repeat over, either in their own heads or quietly in the class, mm-hmm. when they're learning how to calm their mind after a busy day at school and refresh and recharge before they go home to do homework or go out and play or anything else. They are also given the opportunity to learn about things like empathy, about inclusion, about caring for others, about treating others the way that you were treated. And I don't know about anybody else, Joe, but certainly that all sounds like something that is not mutually exclusive to Catholicism.
OK, back after this break, 51551.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Kieran Eaton. Kieran, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you doing? You well?
Good. I don't like saying is he your bishop, so to speak, but are you in, and even this is meaningless, but are you in the Diocese of Waterford and Lismore?
Yes.
Okay. So that means if you, and I see you have a child, but if your school is under the patronage of the Catholic Church, this letter has some traction, to say the least, that yoga and mindfulness are not suitable for our parish school. Kieran, your story, please.
Well, I live in the parish. My son lives in the parish, obviously, because he lives in the house with me.
Yeah.
And he has Down syndrome. And
okay.
Yoga was taught and recommended to be taught because of the sort of body conditioning. It helps with his muscle tone because he has poor muscle tone, as all people with Down syndrome have. So it has helped his core strength. It has helped his balance. He can walk and run better since he started doing the yoga. This is children's yoga. This isn't religion. He made his first Holy Communion. Jesus was all over the place in the school. Do you know what I mean? There was no correlation between them. They weren't joined up. It wasn't like, here's yoga, now let's turn into Hindus. No, it is here's yoga. It's exercise, inclusion. Somebody I heard saying a minute ago, it was inclusion because his class did it with him. So his class did something with the kid with Down syndrome. You know, it's like they loved him, all the kids in the class. He's after moving now to a special school. He's definitely not right there. But he was in a regular school, in a regular class.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very difficult for anybody with a child with special needs to try to get them integrated into the normal, in inverted commas, run of things.
But Kieran, was yoga was yoga an optional extra, so to speak?
Oh, it was taught as a sort of a fun exercise in the classroom.
Okay.
A fun exercise, something that they stopped and just relaxed and did some stretching exercises. It helped him because he needed to do that kind of thing. But it helped him and his classmates and everything to do something together, because he wouldn't be great at joining in to play. He wouldn't have the know-how that other children would have. He wouldn't just be able to join in a group and run off and play football or something like that. So he would just stand and watch, you know. So
so how do you react when you hear this letter from Bishop Fonsi?
Well, if I was a child, and I still consider myself to be a child at 53 years old, because I have parents, you know. So,
I know what you mean,
I can just imagine any right-minded child being told, sorry now, the yoga is cancelled because the bishop said so. They're going to think, what planet is the bishop on? And what kind of... has the Catholic Church not done enough damage to itself in the last number of years without coming up with stuff that... Like this, we're talking about children learning here. Children's education and relaxation and exercise. It's not about religion, yoga in the classroom. It's about relaxation and exercise and doing something together. It's not about forgetting about Jesus or forgetting about the Catholic Church or anything like that. It's about relaxation and exercise.
Do you think this letter could, in one sense...
All of them.
No, it's hard to even measure. But do you think this letter, in one sense, could backfire on the Catholic Church?
Oh, well, in my mind, it's backfired immediately.
Why?
Because because we're talking about relaxation and exercise for children. We're not talking about religious teaching. The yoga that they're being taught is not about religion. It's exercise. They might as well call it jumping jacks. You know what I mean? Are you going to say that they can't do jumping jacks because they might turn into some other religion that we don't know that there was jumping jacks? You know what I mean? Like, where did you draw the line?
Okay, let me bring Seder Kerr. Christopher, good afternoon. Sorry for holding you, Christopher. Your point, please.
Yeah, no, just it's born out of frustration more than anything else. I mean, I see the schools bringing in programs like these, and I just don't see the point. Like, I mean, if parents want their children to be taught yoga, let them do it in their own time. I mean, it's taxpayers' money at the end of the day that's been pumped into these schools. Mm-hmm. So we expect our children to be trained to be teachers, scientists, doctors, engineers. We don't want our children coming home unable to read, write, add up, use a calculator, but being brilliant at yoga. What's the point in them being sitting on social welfare and doing yoga in the house? You know, it's pointless.
But Christopher, does your point also then apply to religious studies?
Can I cut in there? Sorry, Richard, Christopher, I don't want to interrupt you, and I have great respect for everybody's opinion, so please don't get me wrong, I'm not faulting your opinion. But my child, who has Down syndrome, came home from mainstream school. He is able to read. He is able to write. He signed his name on his passport application form. He can't speak because he has hearing loss.
My point is not directly at your child.
Didn't interfere with his education.
Sorry, my point is not directly.
I'm talking about a child who doesn't have the mental capacity to do all the things that the children with the normal mental capacity have. And they were also far ahead of him that he had to be moved to a special school. And that was only in second class. So where's the interference?
As regards your child, it's exceptional. the situation with your child is exceptional. I appreciate that, of course. My point was more generic. What I'm saying is that the quality of education coming out of the schools is dropping dramatically. If you read the newspapers yesterday, you'll see that third-level education in Ireland, all of the universities...
Okay, so, so you don't... You take yoga out of... if it is present in any school, it is in quite a few by all accounts from what we're hearing. You take yoga out of the school to concentrate on, what you say, reading, writing, math, science. What else would you take out of school to concentrate on reading, writing, math, science?
Everybody has an entitlement to a religion. So if they want their child to be taught the religion that they've been brought up in, that's their choice. And I think the schools should accommodate every religion. I do agree with that. I think that a religion plays a part in everybody's life. But I don't think we should be getting overboard into doing mindfulness, yoga, Reiki, all of these things. It's crazy. It's like, at the moment, doing that in Irish schools is like painting the Titanic. It is pointless. What I'm saying is that the education system in Ireland is not fit for purpose at the moment. I mean, I have a relative at the moment. He's giving grinds to children coming out of the schools, and he's shocked. Like, he's seeing 15, 16-year-olds unable to do their times tables.
That is shocking, yeah.
That really is bad. Like, I've had my own children's homework corrected. Like, for example, my son, I bought a new ball, and a red line put through N-E-W and K-N-E-W written above it in red writing by the teacher. Now, there's far more important things in this country as regards our education than bloody, you know, yoga. I mean, we right now at this present moment, if you start a business and you wanted to employ somebody that can add and write and type a letter, you will struggle. You will have to proof that letter before it gets sent out.
Kieran, you want to come back there?
You're right, Christopher. You're absolutely bang on. I mean, there's a huge lack of education, especially when it comes to like that grammar and spelling. I mean, a lot of the tools look around, but I see it everywhere. I see it on official documents from when I was in work. Things were sent out, and so it's disgraceful. But I really don't need a few minutes of relaxation during the day to help clear the mind, in order to be able to continue with the education rather than have it all bombarded in the way that we would have had when we were kids or whatever. I think it's a matter of priority.
Like, people in this country need to get things in priority, Sorry?
Or do we cancel PE in case they all think it's EP?
Well, no. is your point, you mean, is PE essential? Well, I would say, of course, PE is essential as regards your health. We want our children healthy.
Why not incorporate some other exercise as well? What's the problem?
Well, look...
Because it's only minutes. We're not talking about hours. We're not talking about standing around doing mad positions all day. Like, I mean, there really is...
I appreciate that, but if you start incorporating yoga... There'll be a case for another one and another one and another one. I think really we need to get down to the nuts and bolts of the education of the Irish system right now. We need to make sure that our children can add and that they can type a letter and that they can read a book. These are the critical things. And first and foremost, I think even more important than anything, our children should be educated in the use of computers and programming. They are the most critical things right now in modern day.
I think we've skipped away from the point. Yeah. And the point is that the church has said... or not to do yoga. Now, whether we decide as a society that what part of the education system is more important.
That's the church's prerogative.
Why didn't the Presbyterian Church come out and say, yeah, they're absolutely right, let's not do yoga? Why didn't the schools come out and say, let's not do yoga? You know, like...
Okay, I want to bring Kate in. I'll come back to her. Kate, your quick point, please.
Well, my point... Sorry, just turn that off, speaker.
Okay. Go ahead, Kate, yeah.
My point really is... there's so many things have been said since I made my point, but it was that, in fact, in my personal experience, I have found that both yoga and mindfulness...
Mm-hmm.
Really paves the way for prayer. They're kind of the precursor to prayer. If you want to pray mm-hmm. quietly, I'm not talking about rattling off prayers.
Yeah.
If you want to pray quietly, engage in conversation with the Lord, if you like, you need to have a quiet mind, peaceful, then you can talk about all the ghastly things that are happening and you can be as unquiet as you like. But you need to get into a quiet place. And both yoga and mindfulness are very helpful in that.
Okay. Kiva's a secondary school teacher. Yoga, yes or no, Kiva?
Hi there. I just wanted to let you know some of the facts, some of the scientific proven facts related to yoga. Yoga scientifically lowers the stress hormone cortisol. So in schools where kids are stressed out, it can be really beneficial to help calm the mind and, you know, with exam pressure and things like that.
And yeah, I see you're a second. Okay, see you're a second level teacher. What do you think of the bishop saying yoga and mindfulness have no place in a school under Catholic patronage?
I think that he needs to read the facts and see that it can really be of great benefit to students. New junior cycle curriculum has put well-being as a subject that schools can decide to run in their schools. So many are choosing yoga and mindfulness.
Okay. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And remember, this coming bank holiday Friday, the Funny Friday crew, plus lots of giveaways, plus lots of prizes, plus lots of fun, and it's all free in the Faith Lake Hotel, the Faith Lake Hotel and Golf Resort just outside Waterford City. Fergus Sweeney produced, and Ray Darcy is next.